What did you think of Hellebuck's effort between the pipes? He gave you a chance, especially early?
Well, I thought he made the most of the amount of shots that were that we gave up. That's for sure. He made things look easy. He was gave us a chance to stay in the game when they threw a lot of pucks. I thought at the first period a lot was perimeter, again with the shot total. But I thought Connor did an excellent job. A lot of shots given up, and he thrived off it.
Scored two goals in this tournament so far. Is there any element of disappointment in that?
Well, it is. You know, it's tough to score goals when you're having troubles getting out of your own zone. I thought in our own zone in the two games and in the first game, you know, there's certain points where you can maybe live with a couple of those mistakes. But I thought our D zone coverage were just a little bit hesitant to go get the puck or hesitant to close quickly, and I felt like we just chased Vancouver around for a good portion of our own zone. And you guys know as well as I do, if you can't make that first pass and not be available for that first pass, you're just going to spend the whole night defending. So I thought that was a big part of the difference in the game. That's like we just spent way too much time not being able to get pucks back and not being able to come out of our own zone. I felt when we did get in the offensive zone, created some pretty good chances, but we just trouble getting out of our own end.
Some frustration showed a little bit on your guys. I mean, as a coach, what do you say to them when they're getting frustrated because you're not generating the chances and you're just not getting to where you want to get to with the puck?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of frustration. I understand the athletes and I like the drive that they want to do well. They want to have success. But for me, the frustration is making sure that you take care of your own game, making sure you play that team concept. But I understand that portion of it is especially as offensive guys where they get a little bit frustrated when they're spending that much time in their own zone trying to get pucks back. So that happens sometimes, but that's definitely something that has to stay controlled. And I thought for the most part it was.
From the game standpoint, much better start than Friday. Good two periods, but not a very good start to start the third period. It cost you the game. So how did you see that, and what did they do in the first 5 minutes, or what didn't you do in the first 5 minutes of the third period that tilted the game in their favor?
Well, I thought the first part of that question, I thought at the I agree 100% when on the bench sitting back, I thought the first period or the first 5 minutes of 10 minutes, I liked the way we played. I thought we had some pretty good jump, some really good structure to the way we wanted to play. As it wore on there, I think the way the third period went at the beginning was just a direct result of fatigue in our own zone, just spending too much time. Try that second period, that minute 45 of not being able to get out of our own end. That wears guys down, and eventually, you know, you come out like that, you're going to run out of a little bit of gas. And when you're chasing, you know, when you're coming from behind all the time, there's a tendency as you move along in the game and you're going to the third period where you're going to shade a little bit more, trying to cheat on the wrong side of the puck, and eventually it comes back to cost you.